This is Senator Javits, JJT-2-60-18, Donovan on Cuba, RJ.
Now, if your opponent, Mr. Donovan, is successful in freeing the Cubans, what impact do you think this would have on your election?
I don't think it should have any impact one way or the other. I favor the release of the Cuban prisoners myself. Six, 8 months ago, I was with Mayor Wagner of New York in another effort to do the same thing. I believe that the people will want to know from Mr. Donovan what he believes in terms of war and peace, Berlin, Cuba, medical aid for the aging, federal aid to education, how to get our economy moving forward. You must remember, sir, I've had 16 years of public life. My record is an open book. I've voted hundreds of times. We know nothing about Mr. Donovan. Let's find out. And the sooner he addresses himself to it, the better I'll like it, and I think the better the people will like it.
November 6th, re-elect Governor Rockefeller and Senator Javits.
This is Senator Javits, JJT-2-60-18, Donovan on Cuba, IND.
Now, if your opponent, Mr. Donovan, is successful in freeing the Cubans, what impact do you think this would have on your election?
I don't think it should have any impact one way or the other. I favor the release of the Cuban prisoners myself. 6, 8 months ago, I was with Mayor Wagner of New York in another effort to do the same thing. I believe that the people will want to know from Mr. Donovan what he believes in terms of war and peace, Berlin, Cuba, medical aid for the aging, federal aid to education, how to get our economy moving forward. You must remember, sir, I've had 16 years of public life. My record is an open book. I've voted hundreds of times. We know nothing about Mr. Donovan. Let's find out, and the sooner he addresses himself to it, the better I'll like it, and I think the better the people will like it.
New York's independent voters urge you to re-elect Senator Javits.
Can be done.
Thank you, very, very kindly.
Thank
sir.
You. Well, now we'll, sir. Yes, sir. We thought we'd try this platform.
I also
want
to congratulate you on the fine working that you're
doing.
Well,
you're very kind. I could give you a superficial opinion and say, let's cut expenditures and cut taxes. And you'd, maybe some people would cheer. I'm for cutting expenditures, and I voted against some things, even some things people love, because I thought they cost more than they needed to. But I'm not for depriving our nation of anything it really needs to save money. I don't think we're that poor. So we can save some hundreds of millions, perhaps even a few billion, on straight economy. So that's one way. But the most important way is to divide the burden more equally. And our tax laws are very bad in that regard. For example, we've got very much more than needs to be given to oil operators for finding oil. They get about $3 billion a year. They'll find oil for a lot less. And that's why I voted for one of these new tax bills that's come along. It tried to close some of the loopholes. I'm for closing more. Second, you've got to be more productive. That may mean more automation. Again, I'm all for financing the worker through that period. I don't want anything taken out of his back. But the country's got to be more efficient and more productive. And that gives us a greater national income and a greater base upon which to rest the big expenditure, which is defense. Let's all understand that. We spend about $90 billion a year. About $50 billion of that is for defense, and about $15 billion is to pay the results of previous wars in interest and in what we do for veterans. Now, this is the big nut as far as the United States is concerned. And so the last point, aside from, again, spreading the burden more because we have more income, is to do our utmost in the disarmament field. That's where the real money can be saved. Now, nobody's going to jeopardize our security, but it has an economic reason as well as a humanitarian. Sir, wait a minute. Let's get this gentleman. Sir.
What is your feeling toward the Cuban situation?
I've answered that before, but I'm glad to answer it again. I think what the American people aren't worried that Castro is going to come over here and defeat us. You know, we're pretty big and we're well able to take care of ourselves. I think what we're worried about is that a strong communist base will subvert the other Latin American countries. And that's where we're worried. And therefore, I feel we've got to stop the shipment of arms beyond the point at which they now are, whatever that may be, to Cuba. And I think the president has to take a series of steps of consulting the Central American countries, the South American countries, the NATO countries, quickly. But in the final analysis, we may have to act ourselves, but we've got to put a stop to it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The thing that I'd like to mention to you is the moral values and the standards in the country. Some of us older people feel that they're slipping and have slipped considerably.
The idea, the challenges which we face and the willingness to face them, not to escape, not the escapism, you know, that we'll pull in the Fortress USA and let everybody go hang. The willingness to face these challenges and bringing the people up to the risks, where they look the risks in the eye, and they're great, seems to me will have a strong moral effect on the country. In addition, I think it's up to people like myself in high places in public life to make it clear to the people how much morale means to our society. No matter how expert we are technologically or militarily or in the pursuit of the conquest of space, it's our fundamental moral standing and strength which will ultimately prevail. And we must picture that to the people by the way in which we look at problems, by the way we solve them, and by what we ask the people to sacrifice.
I'd like to know what you think of West Berlin and East Berlin. Do you think they will ever unite together?
Well, I think if they don't, your world is in for a terrible time for longer than any of us hope. And I still have deep faith that building as we are such a strong establishment of freedom in Western Europe and in West Germany and in West Berlin, and keeping our chins up there and remaining, taking the position that we will not be driven out, we will not recede, will ultimately bring about a solution favorable to the free world side and not as favorable to the communist side. And I think Khrushchev is barking up the wrong tree, but it's going to take a lot of courage and a lot of patience and a lot of willingness to run risks to realize it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm out of voice and they're out of tape. Glad to see you. Thank you. Nice to see you. Thank you.